If you need anything, please let us know. If you need anything, please let us know. Some of you are thinking, now, what do I need? I'm serious. If you need anything, let us know. There's nothing you need that is probably going to scare us. So is it that we get it for you or we use you to preach? Like we have used these other ones to preach. You get. So when you want to release, so what I always tell people is when you want to say, I need something, ensure you have prayed to God about it. Do you get? And this is something you should also learn as a person. If you, and don't learn to beg. Like the skills and the dynamics of begging. You know, like if I cry and my eyes are red and I tell the person that was supposed to give me this thing jumped from the ceiling to the roof and broke his head, you know, if I put the story together, you know, and I cry small and the person will give it, no, don't learn to beg. A child of God, don't beg. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't learn to don't be learning the act of begging. You know, if I do it like this, if I do it like this, and I add this other story to it, and I say I have a pancreas disease in my you know, how many of you have encountered people that you say, ah, bros, I'm going to Ojuwe now, and I actually have an emergency. I just need just 100 naira to add to the money with me. Please. How many of you have met? Like you will see the guy Monday, Tuesday, where he's only 100 naira and he's always going to Ojuwoye. Like how many of you have seen? Yes, that's learning the art of begging. That's somebody who has learned it. Like, if I give this storyline and I tell them that, you know, I won't tell them I need 500 naira. I tell them I need 100 naira. If I collect like 100 naira from like 10 people in 1 hour, that's BSc, Masters in begging. Yeah. Now, that person, listen to me. This is why I'm saying why I said that. That person can never receive anything good from God. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said now? That person, we will never receive anything good. Like God will not. If God is sharing favor, like God is blessing people, like they will miss that person. Like if that person is alphabet A, they will start from B. They will miss the person. So learning to beg is a qualification not to be in the agenda of God. Do you get my point? Learning, you know, practicing, you know, if I say like this, I use this type of my tone, you know. No, don't. What you should learn to do is to learn to go on your two knees and put your requests before God. Then you now see how men will line up to fulfill your requests. How many of you have experienced when 1, 2, 3, 4 people, they want to do just the same thing for you? How many people? Okay, we're not so much. I'm praying now that you would experience that type of level of favor. Amen. I'm sure it's real. Like people will queue. Or some will even fight that, hey, don't buy that thing. I'm the one that will buy that thing for him. Or that I'm the one that will buy that thing for her. So it's better God inspires people to bless you than you are so prolific in convincing people to give you what they have. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like you blackmail them, even people that don't know what you are. When you blackmail them, you know, you crucify them. If not because of you, I will not be like this. You know, you crucify their heart. Yeah. New people have different skills. Some people can give you emotional blackmail. You'll be wondering, how she mokpa? Adiemayini. They say he has not eaten since yesterday. So please, learn to what? To go on your what? On your two news. If it's school fees, Ensure you have prayed about it before telling any human being. Do you hear what I said? Ensure you've prayed about it before telling any human being whatsoever you need. Ensure you've prayed fervently about it before being fervent about the list of people you're going to tackle. You get, like, if I speak to Brajide, I have to go and speak to sister, this one, no. Let your strategy be on how to put it in the presence of God. Do you get my point? Not going through your WhatsApp list. Who have I not called? Do you get? Then you not do mistake. You not call the person you have called again. Sorry, I might be no more remotes of intelligence. And the person has sent you the... No, don't. The world intends that you don't learn the art of favor. The world doesn't want you to learn that there's something called God's favor. There's something called God's favor. Like they can favor you and you don't deserve what you are getting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're already cold. Are we begging? I don't think any one of us has come to beg anybody here. So I'm not, there's no issue that maybe somebody is learning how to beg. But I'm also saying it. For example, if you don't have transport fare, let me even be that. And how many of us have been in that position? You don't have transport fare. Yeah. Let me teach you how to. That's even one example. Let me teach you. Particularly if you are a son or a daughter of this house. And you are a good person. You know, there's also that, let's imagine that you have always been a bad person. Hey, daddy, come here, daddy. They will not listen to you. They will not take you serious. You get. So let's even imagine you're a good person like that. Now, you don't have tiffy, Abby. When you don't have tiffy, the first group of people you should ask is your friends. Do you get? Now, if you don't have friends, there's a symptom that you're a bad person. Now, let's assume the friends that are around don't have. So, for example, now let's say maybe he needs transport fare. These are his friends, and he asks Dari Alpha, I need T-fare. To go home. Dari says, I just actually spent the last money with me. You know, and Damla is not lying. Do you get my point? It's not like he's reserving that money to go and buy chips. Do you get? Pastors you should speak to first. Do you get? Now let me now tell you how to speak to your pastor. It's not, don't start from Genesis chapter that pastor, you know, in the book of Genesis, and when you're going to his transport fair. Do you know? Or when you're going to is that there's no afternoon, you've not eaten. You get, don't start from, Pastor, that thing you were preaching. Hey, Pastor, if we even have time, we can sit down together and deliberate. But where you are going to is a being pami or transport fare. No. Just say, please, I want to see you. Oh, okay. Oh, what's up? How far? I'm currently stranded. I don't have transport fare. Can you see that one line? There's no, you didn't even cry. Do you get? You know, like, Pastor, Nigeria. All your problem is just 100 naira and you have started with Nigeria. Your 100 naira will not solve Nigeria's problem. Do you get? So just, you're clear. Do you get? Say, please, I currently don't have transport fare to go home. And that's all. You don't need to master how to, you know, use Grammarly, use refined. No, you don't need. It's just transport fare you need. You get. So, so that's just about that. I don't know if that was for someone, but I just said that to help. Because you guys are great people. You get. You guys are great people. You are all great people. There's nobody here that is not destined for greatness. And so you also have to learn the art of being great. I didn't say being proud. You get being great. God has created you in his abundance. You get. And he has even put his resources for you in the hands of what? In the hearts of people. Amen. Are we blessed? Okay. So last week, we looked at the book of John chapter 3. Are we still alive? Men of God. Who said yes, sir? How did you know we are alive? You all say your yes, sir, is spontaneous. Just as the James clapping is spontaneous. Even if his hand does not want to clap, it will clap. Amen. So last week, we looked at John chapter 3, right? And we looked at the... How many of you enjoyed last week? Yeah. Drama, bro. I think it was chicken, jollof rice, and then... If I ask him now, what did you... Hey, Daddy, can you come and summarize last week? Come and try. Please let me appreciate that.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon,
Dan. Last week, Pastor Lalu talked about there was a man called Nicodemus, and they explained some things that I understand. Even they talk about that. If some friends, when they see you, they say, this one, at your back, at your front, they will be telling you are bad. They want to interrupt you, but you don't look at that. Just look at what will happen next. But when they reach your back, they will tell you that they will I wish I can be like that boy. I wish I can just but where friends, we are going out this night. That's what I understand. Inside this street, there are some boys. They will say, oh, this one, girl, this one I don't born again. This one, she's not born again. But at their back, at my back, they will, I know sometimes there will be more money when I'm passing. And I know that that's what they are talking about. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. He remembered the summary of, that's his own summary. And I like that he took that practical example from the teaching. Thank you. You still have many of them that would say that. Please, let's look out for that phone. Who is the owner of the phone? They should not disturb our service with it. Joshua, you take it. No, Senior Joshua. Yeah. does any other one, maybe one more person, what you learned last week? Maybe about Nicodemus, about Jesus. Anybody? Okay, Ebenezer, come quickly, so that I can start. Okay. You can use that.
Right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
One of the things I learned is that the word of God that we are learning now is a sure guarantee to a victorious life. So the more we keep learning the word, it's like the word makes us. So as it is making us, it is making us into a person, and it's creating paths for us already. So regardless of whatsoever the environment may be or whatever people are saying, if we keep listening to the word of God, it's a sure guarantee to a victorious life.
Amen. Now, what he said is before the sermon. What he's saying, we're not teaching you to live a successful life, but a life that the devil cannot overcome, a victorious life. So that if you're looking for a victorious life in John chapter 3 and it's not there, I'm trying to make reference to what, I'm trying to put context to what he said. But I still need someone to speak about the John 3. Okay, Joshua.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So what I took out from, like my own personal take home was the fact that even after Nicodemus came and he was trying to toast Jesus, he was saying all these things.
No,
that
no,
we
wait,
know
wait,
that
wait, wait, which which Bible are you reading that Jesus, Nicodemus was trying to toast Jesus?
No, no, like he was whining him and telling him that we know
there's
that.
There's no wine there. There's no wine there. Please don't read what we did not read.
I'm sorry. So he came and he was telling him that we know you are we know you are sent from God. We know you are this, you are that. But Jesus,
you know he wasn't whining Jesus. He was speaking the truth.
Yeah, no, I understand, but...
No, no, no. You know he was speaking the truth.
Yes, I knew he was speaking the truth.
Okay.
But like, what I learned was that immediately after he said all he was saying, Jesus just moved past it. Because, number one, because it was true. But also because I feel like he didn't really have time for that because he was already confident in who he was and already knew who sent him. So he didn't really need the validation.
Yeah.
So that's
basically right. Yeah. Jesus didn't need the validation from Nicodemus. And I told you that when someone tells you you're beautiful, don't do as if you've never heard the word beautiful before and stay there and you're like, sorry, I didn't hear. What did you say again? No, no, no. No, your validation is in Christ already, you know. Don't be shocked that people are amazed at the glory of God in you. Do you get? They actually arrived late. Do you get? You should be like you fold my hand that you're just knowing. Do you get? And then someone says you're an amazing person. Oh, wow, I think I should have done better for you to have known a long time that I'm just amazing. And so Jesus moved past that validation and moved into the cocoa of the matter. Thank you guys. But wait, we didn't have any lady. Any lady? Any lady? Do you want to try? Yeah, please let me give my. You said what? You didn't come last week. Oh, see the way she quickly, Emma Mua. Yeah. But did you get a chance to listen to the message yet? Not yet. Okay, somebody else that was around. They are calling Jane. Somebody else that was around. Okay, let's move along. Hopefully maybe next time a female would speak. Yeah, let's go to at least we've done the recap. But I want us to pick up today's conversation from John 3:16. Now, when we have another time, we'll go back to where we stopped around, except you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom. Except you're born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot what? You cannot what? Enter the kingdom of God. But I want us to go quickly to John 3:16. We'll take another interesting perspective from here down to, I think, about verse 21. So that's where I want us to focus on today. Are we good?
Yes.
Then also, please, if you don't have a Bible, please just signify after the service, so that they will note down your name so that you can get a Bible. It's our responsibility to get one for you. And if you've gotten one from us, and that Bible is lost but not found, you would have to save your money to buy the Bible. You must buy Bible. You know, you have to save money. They don't even say you don't have money or you are not working. You will save money. You get. If people give you 15 naira, you save 14 naira. It's 10 naira to do whatever you need to do. But you have to buy your Bible. Do you understand what I'm saying? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Now, most of us, this was the first scripture we knew about the Bible. Most of us. Abby? Yeah, you can bear me witness. Some of you, you can quote this, quote it and quote it and quote it and quote it. Yeah, it's a powerful memory verse, you know, that got most of us born again. There's no preacher that has not mentioned this before, and there's no person born again, and some even yet to be born again, that most likely has not heard this particular scripture because it summarizes the journey of God paying for the sin of mankind. Amen. Where God says, okay, this is a sacrifice that we used to atone for the sin of man. You know what the first man did, right? Adam. He sinned, right? And he died, right? And because of the sin of Adam, everyone born of a woman. Now, what it means is everybody that is born, right, is born into that condemnation. What's the condemnation? Because Adam fell, and there were consequences to the fall of Adam. Hallelujah. So God, because he so much loves us, now sent his son to be the price or to be the sacrifice for our sin. You know, where many people always find it confusing is, how would you say that, you know, because Adam sinned, I also sinned. You know, like some of you can even count your own sin. At least I know since they gave birth to me, I can count what I have done. Do you get? So it's more of an ordinance. Now, what do I mean by ordinance? It's more of the order of things than just what you did. I mean that because you were born of a woman, you were born into the consequences of the fall of Adam. Now, one example of the consequences of the fall of Adam is animals don't respect us anymore. You see a dog, people will be running up and down because a dog is barking at you. Even the dog that cannot bite will bark at you. You get snake will bite you, bed bug will bite you. Like, we have been subjected to nonsense, you know. Bug will bite you, bees will bite you, cockroach will just jump on you on the bed. You know, and those are even very small consequences. There are bigger consequences of the fall of Adam. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the Adam before fall and the Adam after fall, they were two different persons. You know, the Adam before the fall, he had the capacity to tell lion that lion is your name, and so shall you be. You know, to tell elephant is your name, and elephant shall you be. You know, Bible says God made the animals pass before Adam. And Adam named them, and so they were. Amen.
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 And so, what God did in John 3:16 is the reason why you are here. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the reason why the guy that is not yet born again, those are your friends, is the reason why they will still be born again. Do you know? Because some of us, not even some, most of us were, not even most of us, all of us were not born again. Do you get it? It wasn't as if we came to join you. We're all on the other side. Do you get it? But one, God picked us, right? Some of us before the others. Some of us, God picked us first so that we can go and pick can come and pick even some of us that are here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so it says, God so loved the world. That means God had a reason, and that reason was love. You know, remember when I said God's kingdom is powered by what? His love. And that's why we say God is what? Love. If you won't be wrong to say, when you see God, say love. You won't be wrong. Say love. Love. Not ololufe. Love. I say love. Love. You won't be wrong. Say love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Teddy loved the world. And now, this is an indictment for those of us that are born again. Because when God loved this world, it wasn't a world that was saying, God, love me. Or God, love us. It was actually unlovable. It wasn't a world that was interested in being loved. It wasn't like the world was writing an application. God, we would like to write to your faculty of love. We are hoping that you will love us. We are ready for your love. God, see us now. You can see that we are behaving ourselves. No, no. In this state, the world was so much not interested in God. As much as they need God. The world was not interested in who God was. In this world was Sodom and Gomorrah. Now imagine that a world like Sodom and Gomorrah is happening and God's position is God so. And I think the word they put in so there is like emphasizing that if you poor, like this love was really much. Like it so loved the world. I'm sure if you check out that rendition, it's an emphasis on that love that it wasn't just one attempt. It wasn't two attempts. It was an extensive attempt. Or you can easily say it was an everlasting attempt of God reaching out to the world. Amen. 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 And this love made him to sacrifice his only begotten son. And he says that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? But I have everlasting life. Let's read on. It says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. And so I was going to say that, you know, because God so loved the world when it was not lovable, we as believers, amen, 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 we as believers ought to love the same way. You know, some of us are irritated at unbelievers. No, he's not supposed to. We're not supposed to have irritation to someone who is not born again. This girl or this guy, just don't be doing runs, girls up and down. No. Or this one is just having 5 boyfriends. No. Or this one is stealing. How can you be stealing? No. You love the sinner. You don't love the sin. Do you understand? You've heard that before now. You love the what? The sinner. So God does not. So when God says when he says here that God so loved the world, it's not like God was condoning the sin of the world. Like, what can we do about these people? They are just there. No. God loves the world, but God hates the sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like the opposite of God is what God shows towards sin. But the best of God is what God showed towards mankind that was being dealt with by sin. And so when you see a sinner guy or a sinner girl, there is a God kind of love in you to relate with that person. You know, some of us can't relate with people who are not born again. Like the guy is just not your guy. You say it's not your type. I think that's the word, Abby. It's not my type. Like, there's no... Some of you will even quote, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. What has light got to do with darkness? You know, some of you quote that one. Now, God also knew that the world was dark before he loved the world. Now, there's an interpretation for that one. Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. There's an interpretation for that one. But you should have the weight of God in your heart to be able to relate with the Muslim. Where's this lady? Where's she? Did you guys check up on her before coming? Okay. Hope there was no issue. Okay. She's good, right? Okay. So if, for example, you know, maybe, for example, our sister, she's not around, you know, maybe got born again, she's from a Muslim home. Now, she wouldn't start developing irritation to her siblings. Maybe we are going to a fire. You know, my join will. Barbecue gone, they save me. No. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, no. No, she won't. And that's why you don't achieve a lot of results if all you're doing to a sinner person is condemnation. You know, that the next verse says, see, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn. It's like maybe the day Jesus just arrived. No, it's not like that. That's not love being expressed. No, imagine you are from, you know, some of us just traveling to another place, they're not coming back to Nigeria, you start behaving somehow. And I remember, you know, when I came back to Nigeria, just knowing that there's traffic was troubling my mind. Like, just traveling to another country, I never had one on. Like, me going, I press on here, like, like, I didn't hear one on. Like, beep. So I now came back. You know, let me give you guys small gist. My art director is not. I want to add another one to. But let me tell you this one. Let's hold that one for another. When I was coming back, it was just so funny. When I was coming back to Nigeria, everybody was behaving like human beings. By the time we entered Nigerian airspace, something entered the aircraft. You know the manifestation of what entered. There was something from the air that entered people and they knew that we are home. The plane had not landed. They started carrying their bag. See, it wasn't that bad. The worst part of it was the pilot was now begging. Wimbo pilot, please sit down. You know, normally they will say, the crew, prepare for landing. Abi, that what they mean is everybody sit down, use your belt while we land. Hey, my brother and my sister. That was when they were picking the bag. I'm serious. It was like a marketplace. Like, literally, the pilot was screaming. I said, sit down. I was beating that pilot because he's an abuse on his intellect. Like, are these human beings or animals? Who did I carry? I was just sitting at the back, and I was like, man, we have entered Nigeria. And these were the people that we were coming together from. Sweden, we connected to Germany. Like, they were connecting countries, they were. But when they entered Nigerian airspace, the Nigerian in them rose up. Like, kinimu shiro ichiayi. And they started picking their bags. Like, the bags they put in their lockers. And the plane had not landed, they were ready to land. Like, they didn't sit down. They didn't sit down. The man had to drive it the way he can drive it. Well, we are not sitting down. Immediately he landed, people were just like Molwe. And we all lined up to enter the aircraft. We spoke hello, hello when we were all coming. But after then, Now, the way when I came back and I was like, you don't rush and enter. But now, you can get to a point of irritation and say that no more human beings don't rush to enter bus now. No more human beings don't do this now. Do you get it? You can develop that irritation for anything that does not look like where you maybe went to or where you're coming from. You understand? So imagine Jesus coming from heaven. Do you get it? Imagine Jesus coming from heaven and the first thing he saw is assassination attempt. Do you get it? Like, he's coming from heaven and the first act once in one is assassination attempt. It didn't make God change his mind. That, let me quickly withdraw my only son from these guys. Are not, at least, it's like God was at his best. We were at our worst. So that's the way you should look at it. It's like, it's not like we had another worse to express it. We were at the end of being bad. But God never had an irritation. Yeah. You know, some of us, even the so-called non-born again people, they are not at their worst per se. Do you get? And so the life that we have is not a privilege for us to condemn the one that is not born again. You know, you don't tell that person that is not born again that you were born in hell. No. Because you were once a sinner. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's humbling enough. Like, it's not, there's nothing so special. But it's humbling enough to know that you were once a sinner, and Jesus, that you accepted what Jesus did on the cross, is what gave you the privilege to also say that you have everlasting life. And so that brother or that girl that is still wayward, that is still doing the things of sin, has the possibility of getting born again. So you would relate with that person from that perspective that, do you know you can be born again? Amen. Yeah, when you see somebody that is not born again, tell them that they have the capacity. Like, do you know you can be born again? Don't say, why are you not born again? Why are you not born again? Why are you not? No. Like, do you know? Some don't know. You know, some have given up that, hey, this Christianity stuff. May I've collected my form in hell. Don't. Yeah, some people know they are going to hell. And they are cool. They are fine with it. Some people are even advocating for Satan. Like, you people are so wicked. How do you want only Satan to be in the lake of fire? No. You will need company. You will need people to, you know, to party with. Some people are sympathizing, you know, and that's why they've even formed a religion called Satanism. Do you get? They're like, you know, some people are like, they want to love the person that the whole world is not loving. So when Christian says, we're dealing with devil, they will say, you want to deal with devil? We will be at the back of devil. Like, so people are, that's their ideology towards life. Like, what people are against, that's what they will be for. Like, that's their interest. They will ask you, what don't you like? Oh, I don't like people doing this. Okay, we'll do that. Like, that's what they enjoy. I don't know what philosophy is that, but that's what they enjoy doing. And so some folks are like, we just hate. Like, everything is just hatred towards Satan. No, then we need to, let's set up a religion to advocate for this guy that everybody hates. So there's a worship of Satan. Do you get? Like, how we just say he's the only one that will, you know, he should not be the only one that will be in hell. If God does not like him, he should not like many of us too. Now, when you see those people, the question to ask them is, do you know you can be born again? Do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you know? Some don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? We all didn't know. That's why he sent his son, and his son started his ministry with us. We didn't know that there was a possibility to come out of the consequences of the fall of Adam. People were killing bulls, they were killing rams. But we didn't know that there was just that possibility that all the sin would be paid for by one man. Hallelujah. And some of you have read the Old Testament. They kill animals like Solomon killed 1,000. You have seen they doing maybe lay and they kill 1,000 ram. No. I've not seen anybody do 1,000 ram. 1,000 is a large number. He killed 1,000 sacrifices. As in Erongosun law. Do you understand? So people didn't imagine that one day you will not be doing that. So it's always a question of, do you know? Can you tell somebody beside you, do you know? there are a lot of things in God that's the question we should always ask ourselves. And when you say, do you know the person that has destroyed him or herself can still be rescued? Because the person would, you know, some people tell you that, see, I know I've done bad things. And I don't have redemption. You know, some people have condemned themselves. And that's why God had to quickly say, me, I didn't come to condemn you. Even though you are the best candidate for condemnation. Some people have done stuff that, yes. You know, when you hear, hey,
you have done this. Hey, you have finished all the sins. Yeah, person will say, I was this in school. I was this when I was 14. I was this. Wow. I've gone through a lot, or a lot has gone through you. But regardless of what people have gone through, it is always the question, do you know you can? Do you know? Do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you know you can still be redeemed? Don't always say, ha, you. No. Do you know? Do you know the life of peace that awaits you? Do you know you can sleep well? And people that will say, ah, I can't even close my eyes again. I've done terrible things. People that will tell you that they've killed. Like, I can't sleep again. The people I've killed, they come and torment my sleep. But Jesus is here saying that condemnation will not work. See, condemnation has never brought a man to repentance. And that's why God too did not employ it. So anything God didn't employ, don't try it. You know, some of us, we like to condemn our converts so that they can feel the guilt and know that, what Jesus did on the cross, if I don't accept it. No, you don't go through the route of condemnation to get a man born again. It's not effective. Did you hear what I said? Because we are all evangelists here. We are all meant to win souls, right? Don't go through the route of condemnation. But rather, give hope. Tell somebody, give hope. Let them know that, do you know? That's hope. Do you get? You know, imagine someone who has never thought of going to school. And you tell them, do you know you can have a master's in medicine? Like, huh? Tell me more. Like me, that they can't even say that I will have primary school certificate. They're not telling me that, do I know that I can be a master's in medicine? So you give hope to people. That's what we're doing here. We give hope. We give hope. We tell you, do you know that you can still be this? Amen. And that's why even when they describe prophecy, they said the prophecy is for what? Edification. It's for, let's go and read it and run away from there quickly. If you find it, just show me, please. Have you seen it? Yeah. So he said, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men, not condemnation. So if you hear anybody says, thus saith the Lord, you people, your head is not correct. No, that's not thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, you people, you are going to hell. Or you people, I will not favor you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So even when someone says, you know, God is speaking to me now to tell you that you have been stubborn for a while, I will deal with you. He says the prophecies should what be for edification, for what? Exhortation, and for what? Comfort. But what I was saying is that God is a master of giving hope. You just think of an impossible word that is possible. It tells you can live holy almost all the time. You know when God comes to you in your prayers now. You that maybe you still have your clothes on the floor, and God will still be telling you, you know, you are my king. You know, you are the one I've ordained for greatness. And you've never washed your clothes. God is a master in communicating hope. Your voice is saying, yeah, yeah. You say, my voice to the nations. You say, but even though, after you will not sit down and tell you, go and enroll in music school. My voice to the nation.
You know when they say Obalola, Obalola, but Obalola is still wee-wee on the bed. They would still call him Obalola. Dear Obalola means king tomorrow. The king, oh king tomorrow, oh king tomorrow, but king tomorrow is still wee-wee on the bed. So see, God is a master of ensuring that nothing tampers with your possibility to think that God can do all things. So that was the way God looked at the world and says, I love this one. I'm not going to condemn this. So don't put yourself in that position because God was never there. So when you are there, it's devil that condemns. And at times, even when, you know, Bible even says, even if your heart condemns you, forget your heart. Look to what God is saying about you. At times, some of you would get to do stuff and you can't forgive yourself. You say, I can't just forgive myself. I can't just forgive myself for what I've done. Maybe you aborted. I can't just forgive myself. I can't just forgive myself. Or maybe you've done something that you think is irreversible. I can't forgive myself that I took this step. Some of you, maybe your own is even simple problem. Maybe you spend the money you should not spend. You say, I cannot forgive myself. At least you still spend the money to buy kuli kuli. You say, I can't forgive myself. What's your problem? What's your problem? I can't forgive myself. Maybe use that the money for school fees. You're going to play Niger bet. That way you lost your admission. I can't forgive myself. So even at that, God will not condemn you. He will still tell you that, do you know you can have sense? Then you will say, I can have sense. Okay, God, where is sense? Let me go and get sense. Do you know you can have holiness? He said, where is holiness? See, put it in your vocabulary. Because you would also raise your kids this way. Don't say, stupid boy, does not have sense. No, see, do you know you can close the door gently? No, you can, so I can close the door gently. Yes, I'm teaching you something now. Put do you know in your vocabulary. Don't say, you don't know how to wash plates. No. Do you know you can make the plate shine? Anyway, you can make the plate shine. How can I? See, because there will always be a how. When you say, do you know you can burn it? You say, how? That's what he told Nicodemus. How? How? See, when you're seeing that people are not asking you how, you're already condemning, most likely. And they are not interested in what you have to offer. So, for example, maybe Anthony's brother now is not doing something right. He will say, do you know you can do it this way? What you've created an opportunity for dialogue. The person will now then ask you, how? How? Oh, how can I draw this better? How can I make this better? How can I? No, do you say, you're just good for nothing. You can't even clean any shoe well. No. Do you know you can make this better? Now, I'm speaking to every one of us. See, if you've never had do you know into your vocabulary, go and find a way to refine the things you say. You want to change the world? You must be a master in giving hope to people. You want to change the world? You have to be a master in what? Giving. You know, when you go home, and everybody say, there's no food here. Hey, mommy, do you know that God can provide? Like, how? Yeah, we pray and we trust him. See, when you tell people and you speak hope, they will always seek you for solution. You say, what is that, Rabbi? You can look with Tadiwa. Tadiwa, what do you say? Okay. Do you know we can still fix it? What is all? He said, do we know we can fix this? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm teaching you a life principle that will always work. Don't be a pessimist. They've never given anybody award that you have always seen the things that are impossible. No. I don't even like to work with people that see everything as impossible. We want to eat with Pomo. Where will you find Pomo? No. Immediately you are thinking, okay, I think we can. Be a master of giving hope. Don't enter a room and people cannot get hope. Like, people don't have hope. If you are that type of person, desist from it from today. And if you don't know how to desist from it, pray that God deliver me from being an hopeless person. Like, I don't have hope to give people. You're actually hopeless. Now, if you are a hope giver, you're full of hope. That's why you can give hope. You can't give what you don't have.
So don't call somebody else hopeless. You're actually the one that is. Because you don't have. So if somebody joins a Jane's team, for example, maybe you don't have a good voice. Yeah, do you know you can have a good voice? The person will ask you, how? Okay, the first thing is, don't be drinking Gary and cold water all the time. Okay, I can reduce that one small. Okay. Don't be eating the shuku of agbado. You know, agbado corn. You know, after you remove the seed, some people eat that. I don't know what they call, what do they call it in English? The cob. And people, and you want to say, your voice is blocked. So you say number two, don't be, because you know the guy likes shuku of agbado. Don't be eating shuku of agbado. Okay, I can stop that one. Number three, you need to be doing voice training every morning. Now, it's because you said, do you know you can have the best voice? Amen. I think I like where I've brought this conversation. Because we have to be like God, right? He came to a very messed up world. And he told them they have the possibility of having everlasting life. He didn't condemn them. He didn't say, hey, you know, I have this everlasting life. You can see that you people, your head is not correct. No. He showed them what is possible and he gave them hope. He says, if you accept my son, you would have everlasting life. You know, some of us, we brandish what we have that people don't have, and we don't expect them having what we have. So, for example, maybe you had a privileged, you were privileged to have a good education. And maybe you speak good English. You know, you brandish the good English in the front of the one that is just blowing all the bullets, and you know within yourself that he does not have the capacity to have good English. No, if you're privileged to have good English, good education, you will tell the person that is just, you know, bend down for the arrow, he's just shooting everywhere. Say, do you know you can speak good English? No, are you, what did you say, bad English? No. Do you know you can speak good English? The person will ask you what? How? You say, okay, read more of books. Read books. Be reading books. You find out that your English will just fix itself. It's not even you that will fix the English. Your English will fix it what? Itself. Past tense will move to past tense. Present tense will move to present tense. Continuous will move to present continuous. But at the moment, everything is flowing into each other. But if you are the one that is privileged, you tell the person, do you know you can speak better? Do you know you can play the drums better? Do you know you can make this happen better? So be a master of giving hope. Or maybe somebody cooks food, was very salty. See, as much as you are pained that food, pepper or salt is troubling your soul, you can say, do you know you could have, you know, you could cook this thing better? And the person will say, oh, how? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read on, because let me see if I can get to my main. But I think I like us to know that this salvation thing, don't condemn people. And don't look down on the guy that is still running through the bus stop, smoking weed and all those things. He is a potential, he has the same potential that you once also had before Jesus got you saved. Do you understand what I'm saying? He has the same heart to receive Jesus. He has the same possibility that is now possible with you. Do you get? You know, you could just say, these ones are good for nothing. No. It's good for everything. I've actually seen thoughts that where God had to use them to preserve somebody's life. I remember then, it was my aunt. They were literally planning an assassination in the bus stop. And it was a tout that
they had brought to our hospital that they did, you know, when they are fought in Bariga, the way they always, they write on their backs. You know, the way they stab themselves is like they are writing. You know, they can just write in Arabic on your back. So they brought him to the clinic and they treated him, but they didn't collect money because he didn't have money. So he didn't die. So he was fortunate to be where they were discussing, they were planning the assassination. Like, okay, we'll get her. So he just heard the name of the hospital. Then he was just eavesdropping. You know, like, you just minding your business, but you are trying to listen in. So it was when he confirmed that, is that woman they want to go and deal with? He immediately found a way. So that's an Agbero that God is still using. Maybe God still kept him in the park so that we preserve this woman. She left on the day they were supposed to, they were going to do the operation. She left the hospital 5 minutes afterwards they came in. And it was just a very funny thing. They didn't find her there. And they just saw her, drove off. They drove after her, even almost down to MFM for Badagry. From Bariga to MFM. So your preservation is also in the hands of the people you are thinking they cannot help you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's God that understands and knows everyone's time, right? It's God that what? Understands and knows everyone's time. So we don't condemn, right? And we are a master of what? Giving hope, right? So 17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Then 18 says, he who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So you can see here that so let's move away from this condemnation topic. But it says men loved darkness rather than light. So it's don't be shocked that men love people just love to do bad things. Or the normal state of thinking is people doing bad things. Yeah, even the scripture agrees with that. That men in their natural state, there's a love for evil. There's a love for darkness. You know, except you are born again, you won't have the capacity to do otherwise. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even when you are even born again, you are still being told to stay in the spirit so that you will not fulfill the lust of the what? Of the flesh. So it means the flesh is comfortable state is to love darkness rather than light. Amen. Amen. So what men deserve is always to be, or what they desire, sorry, is always to be in a place where they can perpetually love what? Darkness. It says because their deeds were evil. Let's go to 20. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Amen.
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 So you can see that when men are in their state, there is a love for darkness. There is a love for darkness. There is they are much comfortable in their deeds, which is evil. And the reason why people don't love light is things are revealed under light, right? You know, the reason why, see, when somebody is not coming to church again, something is happening. Don't assume the person is at their best. He's not coming to church again. Because, you know, the church is a place where light is shown on you. Then you see yourself. And you say, the pastor is talking about me. That's light. Even though the pastor did not mention what? Your name. So that's light. So men constantly run away from where light is. Now, it's not that they just chose to run away from light. It's that there's another love. You know, because the same, you know, the guy might say, I don't have time. That's why I did not come. But you find that the guy still has time for a seasonal movie. Do you get? Do you understand what I'm saying? And so it's not that they don't consider light. It's that they've loved something else. So for them, it's more, you know, it's just saying, you know, some will say, is it not better to have a girlfriend than not to have a girlfriend? So it's because you have a love for darkness. That's why you would think you can't be without a girlfriend. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, so there's a love on one side. That's why you can't do the other. And the assumption that you can do the other without dropping the love for this other one is a fallacy. It's not true. You can't profess that you're a child of light and you love darkness. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't, it's not, you are not, you are deceiving yourself. That's what the Bible says. You're deceiving what? Yourself. And so when God decided to send Jesus into the world, he made this statement known to us, because that's the way men were thinking. So it wasn't a case of men were expecting light. He says these people, it's not like they were waiting for, you know, like I said, it wasn't that the world was trying to ask for God's love and God now decided to give his love. No. The world was at its worst state. And at that time, it wasn't that people were going through stuff. It was that people were doing stuff. You can imagine, you know, people have to tell Lot, we know that there are angels in your house now. Please bring them out so that we can sleep with them. No, it's like they said, we know that they are angels. Like even some of us, when we are angel, we have reverence, more reverence. Even though when the angel leaves, our head will now come back to. No, like they knew that angels, they are around. You know, it's like you just hear that angels are around. The thing that is in your head, babes day town. Babes just come down. That's how perverted their love for darkness was. Like they were hearing angel, but they were not hearing angel. They were not hearing beings that can just cut off all of our neck once. They say, angels, there you be beside. Bring them out. And the guy had to be bargaining with his daughters. That's how fallen man got to. So he says, man, see, when you see a man, it's not that he does not like light or does not want to get the light, but there's another attraction. So for example, if you want to tell somebody, don't watch pornography anymore, it's not just don't watch pornography. It's that we need to deliver you from your love for pornography first, so that you can now come to this other side of light. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, verse 19b says, men loved darkness rather than light. Now, anything you love is a choice, right? anything you love is a choice. Is a choice. You know, the Bible did not say men are in darkness because it was only darkness that was available. And so you are always with a choice. You know, at times you say, that hunger would have killed me if I didn't steal the meat. No. No. There's always a choice. Oh, I couldn't just resist, but I just had to slap him. No. You could have not slapped him. Oh, I didn't just know what to do. The money was just looking at me. I said, I will not pick it. He said, pick me. I said, I will not pick it. I picked it. No. You had a choice to walk away. Oh, he said I should come to his house. I said, I can't come. He said, I should come now. He said, I should come. But I felt like, no, you could have not gone. See, don't always think you don't have a choice. See, the only option you have is that you have choices. See, even God, when God came to us, he said, choose between life and death. He didn't say, before you have put only one. See, God does not, because God knows the power of our will. He knows that's where his justification will ride on. See, when God says it's just because you made the choice. Now, if there was no choice for you, there's no justice. So, for example, if they say there's only one door out of this place, and we now strangled ourselves. Now, we say the reason why we did that is because what? It's just one door. Now, if there were two doors, they would have told us that, we should have had better sense to maximize the two doors. So God would always want us to know that we have a choice. Now, men would have thought the only thing that was around when Adam fell was darkness. You know, imagine being alive in those days. You know, you just literally just tell yourself, is everybody that is doing this thing now? Abi, Adam fell, and because of him, all of us were in this mess. You know, like somebody said, you know, there should just be a loud voice from heaven. They play, heaven, no deal. Do what you like. You know, you say, Some of you, next 500 naira, Allen, you're going to go and see all the life that you've not seen before. They say something always happened in Allen. I've not seen it before. Some of you just, all your curiosity, like, You know, you just hear that loud voice. They play, You just like, this girl, I've not called. Even when men thought that there was no rescue, God still said there was, but Noah was there. Right? Yeah. In a world where God needed to kill everybody, like literally, I don't know how many people were in the surface of the world, but God had the boldness to say, I want to wipe away the earth. But still at that, there was someone who was devoted to God, who was serving God. There was an Enoch that walked with God. They didn't even see that one again. Today, you know, imagine you can just be in Unilag now. And be like, everybody in my room, they go out at night. You know, you can just, everybody in the, there's this party they always do every, forgotten, like every year, each hall, they will have their parties. You will say, it's everybody. Or maybe you just enter a school where everybody, the skirt they are wearing is not even skirt. I'm like, it's everybody now. I lodged in one particular hotel. I vouched that I would never stay. It's on the island. I told my wife the name of the hotel so that even if my head shut down, I don't remember the name of the hotel again. She would tell me that loudly, you said that you would never lodge. As in, it was... I was telling myself that I'd never seen that type of world before. I'd never, I'd never seen that type of war. Like, is this Lagos? No, it's not like you looked online, you go to booking.com, you say you want to lodge in an hotel. And that was what, I was the first person to leave as the day broke. Because I was just telling myself, no, you can't say this is the norm. You don't say people don't have choice. No. You have a choice. You can be in an office and you say everybody's stealing. No, don't say you don't have a choice. You have a choice not to. Don't say that, oh, everybody tell lies. No, is it not politics? Politics is, no. You have a choice. Amen.
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 We'll pick it up again when we have the time. But I want you to know that you are a master of giving hope. That's why God takes delight in you. Anywhere you go, they should just be hailing you. That Joseph will tell us the way out. Or he will even just tell us that there can be a way. Don't be the one that when you enter the room, everybody's creativity shuts down. Like, people cannot think again because you have a stench of impossibility. Like, your impossibility smells. Like, like perfume. When you just enter, like, wow, today? Like, impossibility today. Do you get? But when you enter the room, they should know something can happen. They should say, oh, something can happen. Be a master of giving hope. Tell people you can do this thing. Do you know you can? Do you know you can be better at this? Do you know you can make this thing work? Do you know this thing can be better in your hands? Do you know that this thing it shouldn't destroy your hands? How? How? Please tell me how. And that was how Nicodemus said, how can somebody go back into his mother's womb and be born? It's because the guy introduced him to an hope. And he wanted to know, what's up? How can I? How? It seems mystery, but how? And always know that you have choice. Know that you have a choice. Don't let anybody tell you that if you don't take that thing, you will not be better for you. Say that, let me even experience what it means not to be better safe. You have a choice. You have a choice to back out of something that is not looking godly. You know when somebody says, we have gone too far. You have a choice to go to what? You've gone to the boys' house. You know you have come now. You know you cannot. No, I can go back. My sense have come back. I can go back. Then you can say, and I have entered transport fare. We now go back. I can go back. See, there is no place too far to go back. I'm serious. Because that's the deceit of death. We will tell you, you know you have thought about it. And God has recorded it in heaven. So better could just finish it up. No, you can turn back. Even when all your body has been burning like this, it's remaining one finger, you can still go back. You can see, like, okay, God, start rescuing me from the finger. Don't let devil tell you that the only option on the ground is darkness. Tell him that there's a provision for light. And you lay demand on light, you see it. You see that there are other believers like you in that school. You see that it's not only even you. You are not the only one. There are 7,000 of you. Then you now see campus fellowship. So these people are in this place. Hey, yes. That's what happens when you become obvious of the option of light. You see the possibility of light. So even you that you always do a few ways. You're also a Christian. You're a pastor. Let's be working together. You will see that. Equal. You are thinking you are the only one that devil is taunting that you only have to, you have to do this. Before the day you consider light, you see all the possibilities of light. That's also what happens to brilliant people. The day you stop thinking that everybody's olodo, you start seeing brilliant people. So this guy is brilliant. I remember the dream lesson. We'll be sitting at the back, we'll be forming NFAs. Nobody can pass chemistry. But people were passing chemistry. They were passing chemistry like 5, 5, 5, not escape pass. We were passing some 98. So we that will know, we'll just call like 10, 20. Today I told myself that, man, I have a great destiny. And I started looking towards this guy that scored 98. That was the first time I had 51. I never even imagined that I would even score. I thought I had 46 from 10 something. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, this is my current location. It's not the main location.
I started leaving them small, small. Because they were at the back, not just at the back, their result was also at the back. Yes, we're like four. We're like four of us. We always know, say, the chemistry is hard. We can't know. They will not share our experiences. When I was in secondary school, we just had a bad chemistry teacher. We'll be sharing our failures. We'll tell ourselves the only option we had is just failure. We just tell ourselves, okay, next test, we'll see ourselves again. Last four. Until I told myself, see, there's possibility. Although after some beating too. Because the people that failed, the man we beat. But I told myself that I can be like these guys in front. And that was when I had the first 46. I'm like, hey, so 46 is possible from 10. The next one I had was 51. I was almost going to change my career path because I needed chemistry. I was almost like, oh, my gosh, architect. Architect will need the chemistry. But I was wanting to do computer engineering. So engineering needed chemistry and physics and maths. Just knowing that I could score 51 like this, hey, I didn't dream about it. See, I don't even connect with those guys till now. Because they might still have some remnant of failure that they might still want to sell to me. Yes, yeah, I know them. One of them even was working in a place that my dad did a project. Me, Bekole, Mweri. And they said, hello, do you know this boy? Me, mom, I don't know him. He said he knows you. He said we went to Anifa together. The less, oh, that is it. Do you have a nice day. See, I can't be saying I want light, and I'm still loving darkness. No, even if I don't know how to relate with you, it's better than I'm trying to say we are still friends. No, we're not friends. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have a choice. You have a choice to be the best at what you do. Don't say, oh, nobody has been successful at this thing in Nigeria. No, you have a choice to be the best. You have that choice. There's that choice. That possibility is there. To say that, see, even if all my grades have been a dull student before now, I have that choice to have the best result, even if I'm in my finals, I'm in my SS3, or I've been writing JAMB before I didn't pass. I have a choice to get a better and the best grade now. I get to school, I have the choice to be the best Christian. And like I said, see, the day you farms light, you will see other light people. The day you say, I'm for light, then you see you are plenty. You see you are not the only one. See, you know Elijah was thinking, I'm the only prophet. Because he calmed down. There are 7,000 that, hey, fresh. If they say thus is correct. I've not even used their mouth. They are still pure. I've not used their mouth to even say anything. They've not bowed to Baal at all. They are still pure, but probably even purer than you. They've not done anything yet. They are still virgin. They are fresh. So to come down and say you are the only one. You're not the only one. You don't say, oh, I'm the only believer in university of in this school. I'm the only believer. Oh God, no. You're not the see. There are many that God has prepared for you, like you. So that by the time you choose light, you will see that you have a company. You are not the they see this Christianity path is not lonely. We are not few, we are many.
Yes.
We are plenty. So you don't think, I'm the only believer on my street. Mm-mm, you are telling yourself a lie. You just say, all believers come out, you will see the people that will come out.
Yes.
You just say, Yes. Don't shout on the rooftop. We are the believers here. You will see them come out. We are the people rising up here. You see them come out. Don't stay with the downtrodden. Those that don't, Nigeria is a bad place. It's a bad place. No, some people are saying, well, in this Nigeria, we'll hammer. In this Nigeria, we'll make it. No, don't. People cannot make it in Nigeria. You know, Nigeria just shuts down all your destiny. No. Some people are still making it. Me, I'm making it. I'm making dollars. 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 Foreign currencies. Yes. And I'm not me. Dakba. Me, Jakba. Me, they need Jakba. Yes. There's the option. Don't think everybody born in Nigeria will not make it. No. Some of us have the option and we have chosen it to be successful and to be at the peak of our careers. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't take this for granted. And God means serious business with us. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.